Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is your host Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this segment are founded in the Holy Quran and in the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him and upon his family, supplemented with scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we will be talking about mistake number 10 parents make when raising their children. And this mistake is unfortunately perhaps an overlooked one, not much discussed, unfortunately. And the mistake is frowning and just generally not smiling around your children. Dear Sayyid, what do you say about this subject?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Now, with a lot of parents, they adopt a method in their houses, and alhamdulillah, this maybe it used to be with the older generation, but with the new generation, it's kind of fading out. There's not much left of them out there, but I hope this disease does not become contagious.
Inshallah.
So we have a lot of parents that they do assume, and they some people do it all the time, some people do it some of the time,
right,
where they take frowning faces and not smiling as a method and a way of teaching the child.
Of disciplining.
Yeah, of disciplining the child. Oh, and they say, well, if I do smile, if I do this and that, the child will feel too comfortable around me, and then he might disrespect me and not listen to me and not do what I want to do. So they take this as a, they see this as a problem if they smile, and the child might be too easy
comfortable around them.
Yeah, so they always keep this this face and this manner, this attitude towards their children, which is in fact a wrong attitude, and it's a problem for the child. Now, the question becomes, how would the child understand right from wrong when he's only seeing one specific way from the child, from the parent? So even if you do something right, they're not going to smile for you.
There's no feedback.
Yeah, there's absolutely the face doesn't give any feedback. So the child, he looks at you, whether he does good or bad, there's nothing coming out of you.
So this is a poker face that you're wearing,
basically.
Yeah,
it's a poker face. You're always the same. So we say, well, this is not a correct method, that parents need to change that for sure. So thinking that you're actually doing something good, or thinking that this is a nice or a good way of trying to put your kids on track and making them do that which is right, then you're obviously going wrong about it, because that's not how it happens.
Just to mention a small point, there was also a field study done some years back, where they took toddlers and their mothers and put them in a room, and they just told the mother to behave normally, as you would with your child, smiling, playing with them, making them laugh and funny, and so on. And then he said suddenly to the mother, now stop playing, stop smiling, just do a poker face. And you could immediately see how the child's behavior changed. He started to become anxious,
and started to become worried. You can see the child even started to cry. And this is a toddler who cannot express their emotions. And how would a child who's slightly older than fare?
Exactly. I think I've seen the one you're talking about. And that's exactly it. That's a problem that a lot of parents, they think this is adopting such a method is actually helping, but in fact, it's not.
No, it is damaging. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, dear Saint.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistakes some parents make when raising their children, and that is not smiling and basically frowning around their children 24/7. Just wearing a poker face, in essence. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Now, having said that, we say that the child himself naturally needs to feel the praise and the support of his parents when he does something good. So he understands the value, at least he understands the value of justice, to say the least. So even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ جَزَاءِ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, that is it, you know, rewarding good except with good? So if you do good, it has to be rewarded with good. If a child does something good, you need to be nice and smiling and gentle with them and everything else. So from here, we ask the parents that when they see something from their child, that the children done something good, they should give them the encouragement and the love and the whatever they require to encourage the child to
good do... good behavior, good morals. Yeah.
So they encourage them to even do even more next time.
Of course.
When I do something good and I see my parents' reactions is still the same, I feel let down. I'm like, what's the point of doing such an action?
You feel disappointed. Yeah, why did I do this?
They don't care.
It's my fault. I expected something from them. Then you stop doing it and it spirals out of control.
Yeah, so we see that a lot of kids, they stop, for example, studying. They stop working. They stop doing things because they're not getting any feedback or any response from the parents. So we say that needs to change. And sometimes we have many problems that kids have these days, and the problem is the parents themselves, right? For example, we have many kids these days when they look at life and they look how they deal with their parents. They look at it, you know how we say looking at the cup half full or half empty?
Right. Either you're pessimistic or you're optimistic.
Yeah, so it depends on your mentality. So now the kids, most of the time, they look at it half empty. They constantly...
In a pessimistically way.
Yeah, so they're always looking at negative.
Right.
So we're causing them a lot of problems that they don't need. Okay.
Right.
Just because we have these faces that we doesn't seem to, as we say, cut the sword itself. So as parents... Obviously, such attitude needs to change.
Of course.
Such behavior does not work. It does not give any fruits. Enforcing something without akhlaq does not work. So the Prophet, without his akhlaq, we wouldn't have any Muslims
today. The morals, values of the Prophet.
Yeah, and he was constantly smiling. Right. They say every time you look at the Prophet, he's smiling.
Always smiling.
Yeah.
That was his default mode.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back to your listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the issue some parents have of not smiling around their children. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
Now we were saying that in order for us to get rid of this problem, if you don't want to look at it from scientific, psychological and therapist perspective, which is wrong totally, but you can look at it at least Islamically.
Which you should always do with anything.
Yeah, so that first and foremost, you have to look at it Islamically. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the mu'mineen, the believers, to be people of, as we call, bashasha, you know, easygoing, smiling. We have the hadith that says, Al-mu'minu hashun bash. Al-mu'min is easygoing, smiling. That's the true mu'min. And the other hadith that says, Al-mu'min huznuhu fi qalbihu wa bishru fi wajhih, that his sadness in his heart and the smiles on his face.
Right.
So this is the akhlaq of the mu'min. A mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be an easygoing person, that anyone sees him, gets in touch with him very quickly, they can talk to him, they can relate
feel
to him.
Feel comfortable around
him.
Yeah,
feel comfortable around them. So we have a lot of ulama that you see, they're very easy to get along with. They just don't mind. And some ulama, you can't even open a word, you can't even say a word to them.
The angel of death.
Some of them you say salam to them, they don't even reply to salam. We have such people, because
that is not an anim, Sayyid.
Yeah, of course it's not. Of course it's not. That's just a person with the dress code.
Right.
So we have people, they think that by doing so, they're keeping their self-respect and they're keeping their akhlaq on. But a mu'min, a true mu'min is not like this.
Of course. How will you preach about Islam if you are so cold and annoying to be around?
Even Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam was, you know how a brave Ali alayhi salam, even his name used to scare the bravest of the Arabs. But but he's constantly, his companions say he's constantly smiling with them, and you know.
Some say, they say, if I might interrupt, it is bad propaganda that was used against the Amir al-Mu'minin, like the slayer of Arabs, slayer of Arabic people.
No, it's not bad propaganda. I mean, that was reality.
No, when I say propaganda, I mean like in a way, instead of focusing on his good values, because he was friendliest person.
Yeah, true.
But more so than he was the killer of every people.
True, that is absolutely true. But the idea is, back in the day, Arabs did not care about other tributes. The only tributes that were, if you want to describe a person back in the day, you describe him by his generosity and by his bravery.
Right.
That was the measurement criteria. So you can't really, we say it was a propaganda. That was just the measurement of that time. But the idea is, even him, he was smiling and kind to kids and kisses kids and sits with kids. And this is the akhlaq of the mu'mineen. This is the akhlaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So who should I listen to? Myself, by thinking that if I take, put on this kind of action and this act, I'm doing good for my children? Or should I listen to Allah and follow the footsteps of the Prophet and the Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam?
Right.
So obviously doing what Allah wants and the Ahl Bayt is the correct way that will get us results.
And may Allah grant us the success and prosperity in following the footsteps of these holy people. And with that, we will end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions or comments or some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website, parstoday.com. Alternatively, if you're not such a big fan of these two methods, old-fashioned methods, you can also find us on the various social media sites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah.